Se'if Ches, Beha'omur Le'il. In reference to what we've spoken about beforehand, Sheba Shabbos Nachamu, Mudgesh Habli Gvul, Kefel, Sheba Hagula Ha'amitzes V'Hashlema, that on Shabbos Nachamu is emphasized the infinite nature, the double, the Kefel, the repetition of Nachamu Nachamu, which is the idea of infinite, which will be expressed in the true and ultimate redemption. There is an additional advantage in the fixation of this year, meaning in the year Tovshin Nun Aleph. The Shabbos Nachmu comes after the great preparation of Erev Shabbos, Misha Torach be'erev Shabbos, Yechel be'Shabbos, Shechal b'chamisha osar be'ov. It says somebody who works on the eve of Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. And since the 15th of Av fell that year on a Friday, therefore Shabbos Nachmu comes after the 15th of Av, which was on the Friday, and consequently the preparation for Shabbos Nachmu was the 15th of Av. Ubahagdim bir hashaychas the chamisha osar ba'av, ubifratsha kishachal b'yem hashishi, ligula hamitzis v'hashlema. So now we're going to explain what is the connection between the 15th of Av, especially when it falls on a Friday, to the geula. Yem chamisha osar b'chedesh, the 15th of the month, shaboi kima sihara ba'ashlemusa, on which there is a full moon, Shereimes al Hashleimus de Bnei Yisrael, which hints to the completion of the Bnei Yisrael, Shemoinin Lavana, who count the calendar according to the moon, Vedoimin Lavana, and are compared to the moon, Veasidim Lehischadish Kamosa, and in future they will undergo a renewal like the moon, Begula Hamitzis Vahashleimah, when the Geula will come, al yidei David Malka Mashiach, through David King Mashiach, Sheshayach lelevana Sfiras HaMalchus, who has a connection with the moon, because David represents the Sfira of Malchus. Chamisha Osar Bachedesh Menachem Av. This is the 15th of the month of Menachem Av. Menachem Lifnei Av. And we put the Menachem, the consolation of the Geula, before the Av. Shleimus HaChodesh Shenikra Al Shmei Shem Mashiach. This is the complete month because it's called after the name of Mashiach Shem Menachem Shemoi, because Mashiach is called Menachem. V'leidosei, and Mashiach's birth, Mazolei Goyver, which means that his mazel prevails on that day. B'Chodesh Hazeh is in this month, B'Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av. And when there is a full moon on the 15th of Av, Yodim bevadois, we know for sure, Shekvar noilad Mashiach, that Mashiach has already been born. Like the Gemara says in Tainis about the Meisei Midbar, those who died in the desert because of the Gezeira of Tisha B'Av, that when it reached the 15th of Av, and nobody else had died, we knew that the Gezeira had been finished. Similarly, when we reach the 15th of Av, we know for sure the Mashiach has been born. Chodesh Shemazolei Aryeh, a month whose mazel is Aryeh, Shebo Yovei Aryeh V'Yivne Ariel, in which the Aryeh will come, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and build the Ariel, the Beis HaMikdash. Ubifrat kishachal b'yom hashishi, and especially when the 15th of Av falls on a Friday, yom b'roi Adam harishon, the day that Adam harishon was created, and Adam harishon was the one who made HaKadosh Baruch Hu a king over the entire world, when he announced Hashem Moloch Geos Lavish, and when he said to the entire creation, Boyu v'nishtachve, come, let us prostrate ourselves and bow ourselves before Hashem who made us. In other words, the ultimate revelation of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world will be by the Gula Amitis Vahashlema, and that is through the works of Adam Harishon, who was created Shenivra B'Yom HaShishi on Friday. Kedei sheyikanes yimsa hakol muchen l'su'udah miyad. The reason why Adam was created on Friday was so that he should enter into the meal immediately, meaning he should enter into a finished world. Sheroimes al elef hashishi. This hints to the sixth millennium, sheboy hakol muchen l'su'udah, where all is ready for the meal. The Livyosan v'sher habar, of the Livyosan and the Sheir Habar, b'yom shekulo Shabbos u'menucha l'chayei ho'olamim, on the Shabbos day, which is all tranquility for eternity. V'yesh lema, and one may say, shebe'inyonim elu chamisha osa b'chodesh min, chamisha osa b'av, u'kviyosei b'yom hashishi, that the 15th of Av falling on Friday, mudgesh habligvul, is emphasized, the infinite nature, the kefil, the doubling, shebahagula hamitzvah v'hashlema, of the ultimate redemption, shemisbate b'hashlemas hamitzvah dekolu inyonim gam yachad, which expresses itself in a true, complete way in all aspects. Behoinyan dekar mesira b'hashlemusa, in relation to the full moon, chamisha osa ba'av, on the 15th of the month, Shashlemus halavana hi al yedei zeh shemekabela soir Hashemus b'shlemus, which the complete moon is through the moon receiving the light of the sun in a complete way. Ve'ad l'tachlis hashlemus dechibur beis hamailas deshimsha v'siara la'osid lavei, until the ultimate completion of the joining of the two advantages of the sun and the moon, le'osid lavei, as it will be in time to come, k'meshikosa v'hoya oir halavana k'oir hachama, as it says that in time to come, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. The Rebbe says here, in footnote 91, that one may connect this with the idea of kefil, because kefil, as we've said beforehand, the doubling of letters hints to the geula, because the doubling of letters are like the union of male letters with female letters, which that expresses the union of Kudshu Brichu and his Shechina, the Yichud of Seviv Kol Almin and Memale Kol Almin, through which Geula comes. And when we say Nachamu, Nachamu, that itself is a fusion of Seviv and Memale and Makif and Pnimi, which La'osid Lovei, the Makif will come into a Pnimius. This is also expressed in Likutei Torah at the beginning of Parshas Vaeschanan in the Maimer V'Yodaita, where he says that the Emuna, which is in a way of Makif, will be brought down to V'Yodaita into a Pnimius in Das. Back into the Sicha. Beho inyan de chamisha osar b'menachem av, this will be expressed on the 15th. Shaledas Mashiach hi berega shal achre hachurban davka, because the birth of Mashiach is in the moment immediately after the destruction. Kide isa b'medrashi razal, as it says in Medrash and also in the Talmud Yerushalmi, shekashegoasa porosoi pam achas, that when the cow mooed once, necharav beis amigdosh, that was the sign that the beis amigdosh had been destroyed. Ukashegoasa porosoi pam beis, noilad mashiach v'goyalon shal Yisrael, and when the cow mooed a second time, that was the sign that the Savior and the Redeemer of Israel had been born. V'loy oid, ela shegam l'achrei shenasa godol, koilu u'bimyuchad gadlus Ruchnius. And not only that, but even after he had become a grown-up, in other words, as the Rebbe says in footnote 93, that when we say he was born on that day, that it doesn't just mean that he was born, but it means that he becomes the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. It means the revelation of that ability to be the Goel, and that means that he's ready to actually come and do the Geula. Koilel ubemiyuchad gadlus ruchnius, which includes his greatness in spiritual sense, mishichmei umayla gavoya mikol ha'am, being head and shoulders above the people. Kechol protei dinei ha'melech, as all the details of the king, ve'alachas kama ve'kama v'nigei l'melech ha'mashiach, melech v'rav, and most certainly, melech ha'mashiach, who will be both a melech and a rav. Nimshach ha'churban v'ha'golos meshach zman, the churban, the destruction, and the golos has gone on, v'ad l'meshach zman hachi oroch, and for a long time, shahakavon b'zeh hi shetia shleimus ha'gula mitzad ha'elyon, mitzad ha'tachnon, mitzad shneim yachad, whose ultimate kavona is that there should be a complete geula, both from the point of view from above and from below and from both together. And in the matter of all being prepared for the meal, that the complete meal of the Shabbos day through the preparation from Friday, in all its details, is because of the completion of the infinite, kemudgish gam b'hakefil, the toiv b'yom hashishi, as is emphasized on the doubling of the word toiv, and it was good, which is mentioned twice on Friday. And especially, as it says, toiv ma'oid, which toiv ma'oid is the idea of bligvul. Siftes. V'yesh lehosef, and one may add, Shehoinyan de bligvul mudgish gam ba'avedis ha'odam hachal b'chamisha osabav, that the avoda of a person on the 15th of Av is, in a way, a bligvul, de mikan ve'elach de moisif yosef, because it says from the 15th of Av on, one who adds on Torah learning will add on to his life. Mechamisha osa ba'av ve'elech, the moisif leilus alayomim lasik batoira yosef chayim al chayav. Since the days get longer from the 15th of Av, therefore one who adds on Torah learning at night will add on days to his life. Kivin shekol Yisrael b'cheskes kashrus, so since all Jews are to be seen as kosher, umekaimim mitzvahs talmud Torah al yidei kviyas itim la'Torah, and they fulfill the mitzvah of Torah learning through fixing times to study Torah, kedas hanitzna l'chol echad ve'echad behilchas talmud Torah, according to the apportion that the laws of Talmud Torah gives each individual, moving, it's understood, she'ikur u'shleimus ha'inin de'hisofa b'limer ha'Torah, u'ba'ofen shalamayla medida v'hagbala. It's understood that the principle and complete addition in learning Torah is in a way that transcends limitation. U'baloshen ha'kosu b'pasha sa'shavua, using the expression in this parsha of Eschanan, in the Shema, where it says, b'chol ma'idacha, ma'id shalcha, shakoshur in ma'id b'ligvul ho'amiti, that you should love Hashem b'chol ma'idacha, which is with all your ma'id, which extends to the true b'ligvul. V'zoihi ha'achana lo'hisofa b'atoira la'amitasa u'bishlemusa b'oven shal b'ligvul mamesh teira chadosha miti teitzi. And that is all a preparation for adding in Torah in a true and complete way, in a way of literally infinite, through the new Torah which will be received when Mashiach comes. Ve'al yidei ze nasas hashlemus de Yosef chayim al chayev, and that will add the true addition to a person's life, ba'ofen shalamayla medida b'hagbala, in a way which is infinite, chayim nitzchim, everlasting life. Se'if yud. Ve'hadgoshe yisera b'chol hanal, all this is even more emphasized, b'shabas nachmu shalamacharas chamisha osa ba'av d'shnas hei tofshin nun alef. This is all in more focus and emphasize on a Shabbos Nachmu, which comes after the 15th of Av of the year 5751. Dubar kama pa'amim, we've spoken many times, bitkufa ho'achreina, in the last time, shalafi kol ha'simonim, that according to all signs, nimtsoim onu, we are b'shana shamelach ha'mashiach yizkalaboy, in the year in which Mashiach will be revealed. Noisav ala cheshbon de erev Shabbos lacha chatzoy shemaschil b'shnas hei tof nun shin aleph. In addition to the calculation that we are now in erev Shabbos, the eve of Shabbos after midday, which begins in the year tof shin nun aleph. Kimurubis b'harashatevis, as is hinted in the Rosh HaTevish and Nispasha B'chol Yisrael, which has become accepted in all Israel, that this will be a year in which we'll see wonders, especially as we've seen during the year, we've seen literally, and we will see many happenings which are wondrous. The Yisraelim is there, and even more so, Shekolachan mehemu be'ofen shel pela, that each one of them is in a way which is wondrous, gam biyachad lahapela shelafonov, even more than the wonder that happened previously. Pela legabe pela shema'oren his pilos chadosha, a wonder in reference to the previous wonder, which arouses new excitement. Kolol gam hapela, which includes also the amazing thing, Shemisrachish Biyomimela Mamish, which is happening literally in these days, Kinus Anash Vehashluchim Sheyichu Bimedinas Russia, a gathering of Anash and Shluchim in Russia, Shehiskansu Mikama Vekama Mekemis, who gathered together from many places, Gam Mishar Medinas Shebeolam, also from other lands in the world, Ba'ayora Lubavitch, in the town of Lubavitch, Koilol gam kedei lehishtateach al tziyunei hakeidah shal rabiseinu nesiyenu, shasham menuchasam kovid, including the praying by the resting places of our rebbes who are interred in Lubavitch. V'gam al tziyun hakodesh shal amurazal, and also on the resting place of my father of blessed memory, sheyem ha'hilula shaloi, whose yahrzeit is Esrim Ba'av, on the 20th of Av, Misbarech Miyem HaShabbos HaKedosh Zeh, which is blessed from this Shabbos. V'noisav lezeh, and in addition to that, Miskansim Be'ir HaBiru D'chol HaMedina, they are gathering in the capital city of the entire country, Moskva, in the town of Moscow, Kedei Lehisiyayetz Ulehisdaber Yachdov, in order to speak together, ish esreyeu yazeru, helping each other, mitech ahava v'achdos, out of love and unity, ki ish echod b'lev echod, as one man with one heart, ulekabel hachlotos tevis, and taking on good decisions, lohoisif, to add, b'yeser seis v'yoyis, b'yeser seis u'b'yeser ois, with greater strength and vitality, v'hafotzes ateru b'hayados, in spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit, v'afotzas hamayonos chutza, and chsidus, b'chol hamedina, in the entire country, b'chol ha'olam kulei, and in the entire world. V'yehi rotzein, may it be Hashem's will, sheyi ha'kinus v'atzlocha rabba muflaga, that the gathering should be with great success, u'ba'ofen shal heisofa kfulu u'muchupelas, in a doubled way, d'moisev Yosef, in a way in which one who adds will be added, to the extent that there will be an addition which transcends all limitations. Shemu'ura zehu inyan shenifloyes, which such a happening is amazing. Sha'oisa medina, that very land, shalachama neged pu'lasa shal kvei kedushas mo'ed v'chami admon nesidereinu. That very land that fought against the actions of the Friedrich Rebbe, the alderach zeh benigel pu'loisa shal bal ha'yilula de'esrim ba'av, and similarly, the actions of my father, Reb Levi Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit is on the 20th of Av, b'hafotzah satira b'hamayonas chutzah, in there, spreading Teira and Chassidus, me'areches u'mechabedes, that very land is now hosting and honoring es talmidov u'shluchav, his students and his shluchim, v'ha'hilchim midrachav, and those who go in his ways, v'orchesav, and in his path, in spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit outside. The Rebbe writes in footnotes 107, Lohoir, that the Maima v'yodaita hayoim, which is in Lukutei Torah, in Parshas v'eschanon, there is a Maima v'yodaita hayoim, which the Rebbe Rashab said in the year Tov Reish Nun Zayin. And that was one of the Ma'amorim, which the Rebbe Rashab would repeat many times in order to purify the atmosphere. And that Maimer has a name, V'yodaita Moskva. Shenifloyes Elu, and these wonders, Shekvaro B'poyel, which we have seen literally, Me'orim U'madgishim, arouse and emphasize, shatekuf u'miyad, that immediately roim hapela hachi godol, we see the great wonder, the gula mitzvah v'hashlema, the true redemption, aleho nemar, about which it says, ki mei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois, that like the days of your going out of Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders, niflois gam be'erech litzis Mitzrayim, which are wonders even in comparison to those of the Exodus. Ubifrat, and especially Shabishnas Niflois Arenu, that in this year of Nun Aleph, Atzma itself, Hoilchim Umiskarvim Lisiuma Shal Hashana, we're coming close to the end of the year, Shenimtsoim Kvar L'Achri Chodesh Wasidi, because now we're after the 10th month, Mechodesh Tishrei, from the month of Tishrei Hascholas Varesh Hashana, which is the beginning of the year, B'Chodesh Hayud Aleph, and we're now in the 11th month, Shekosherim Achad Osa Yom Echirev, which is connected with the 11th day from Sinai, Bechina Shalamayla Memedida Bahagbala De Eser De Seder Hishtalshalus, which is a level which transcends all limitations of the chain order of creation. Vegam Lefi Minyan Hachadoshim Echidesh Nisan, and also from the counting of the months of from Nisan, She'ilu Zohu Hoysa Ba Hagula Bechodesh Nisan, which had we merited it, the Gula would have come in the month of Nisan, Shaboy Nigalu, in which the Jews were redeemed then in Egypt, Uboya Sidon Ligoil, and will in future be redeemed, Bealkoponim Bechodesh Iyar, and at least in the month of Iyar, Rosh Hateves Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, which are the 4 feet of the Merkava, Shemavaka al Banaha, and she cries for her children, Miyana lehinochem, and she refuses to be consoled, ad Shahakadosh Baruch Mavticha, until Hakadosh Baruch promises her, Shuvu banim ligvulam, that her children will return to her borders, to their borders. V'alkoponim, and at least v'chedesh Tammuz, chedesh Hagula, and at least in the month of Tammuz, which is the month of redemption, Nimtzoim kvar v'chedesh Hachamishi, we're now in the 5th month, Bechinas Hachamishis Lepare, the 5th, which was given to Pare, the Ispiriu Viskalimine Kol Nehirim, which Pare in the level of Kedusha is the idea of revelation of light on the highest level. Chodesh Menachemov, the Chodesh of Menachem of Shemazole Ari, whose mazel is a lion. Ubechodesh zeh atzmei, and in this month itself, b'Shabbos Nachmu, Shaboy Maschila Hanachama b'Kiflayim, Kiflayim L'Tushia, and in this month itself, on Shabbos Nachmu, where we have this double Nechama, the Nesheva de Nechemta of the 7 weeks of consolation, ubechetzi hasheni shel hachodesh, and we're now in the second half of the month, shebo maschila hachana lechodesh shel acharei zeh chodesh Elul, in which we start the preparations for the month of Elul, chodesh ha'achrin, dishnas niflois arenu, the last month of Nun Aleph. As the Rebbe brings in the Ha'ara, that Aryeh, whose mazel is the month of Menachemov, is the Rosh HaTevis, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hoshana Rabbah. In other words, that the month of Av includes in itself, in terms of preparation, Elul and Tishrei until Hoshana Rabbah. Harei bevade bevade, therefore, most certainly, shetzlich elias hagula mitzvah v'hashlema, there needs to be the complete and true redemption, as in the days of the Exodus, b'poel mamish, literally, b'teikuv v'miyad, and immediately, b'itzumei shol Shabbos nachmu shol amachres chamisha osa ba'av, in the Shabbos of Nachmu, on the day after the 15th of Av, shaboy mudgash habli gvul da'gul ha'mitzvahs v'hashlema, in which is emphasized the true, unlimited nature of the upcoming Geula. Seif Yudalev, Ubenigel Apoel, and practically speaking, Kivin Shenim Soyim Asaf HaGu'ula HaMitzvah VaHashlema, since we're holding on the doorstep of the true and complete redemption, Shabo Yiu Koloin Yonim Be'ifin Shal Bligvul, where everything will be in a way of Bligvul of infinite, Tzrich Elias HaTi'ima, there needs to be the taste, the Erev Shabbos, on the eve of Shabbos, Shatov Lita Mikol Tavshel V'Tavshel, when it is good to taste from each and every dish, Mehabligvul Dahagubula, of the infinite nature of the redemption, Al Yidei HaHesava Binyani Atayra Mitzvahs Be'ofen Shalamaylam Ibididah V'Hagbala, through adding on in matters of Torah and Mitzvahs, in a way which transcends all limitation. Ubepratius Yesa, and in more detail, Hesafa Belimada Torah, additional Torah learning, Mosif Leilas Aliyomim Lasik Batera, adding on Torah learning at night, Hain Nigla the Torah, both the revealed parts of the Torah, Vahin Pnimis Torah, and the inner dimension of the Torah, Koila Limud Ein Yankev, including also the learning of Ein Yankev Agada Shabbatera, which is the portion of Agada in Torah, Sharev Seder Satera, Gnuzin Ba, in which, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya in Negeres HaKodesh, Simon Chav Gimel, the majority of the secrets of Torah are hidden in Ein Yankov. Va'oid ve'ikar, and principally, Limud Pnimi Satera, the learning of Chassidus, Kedivrei Ho'arizal, as the Arizal instructed, Sheyem Hayilul Shalei B'chamisha Menachemov, whose Yahrzeit was on the 5th of Av, Shabbederes Elo Achreinim, which in these latter generations, Mutar Mitzvah Legalos Eisachachma, it is permitted and it is a mitzvah to reveal this wisdom. Ube Miyuchel Acherish Nizbar Abateres Achsidis Ba'evim Shashach Lahavana Vahasaga de Kolachan Vahar Miyisrael. And certainly, after it's been explained in Chsidis in a way which it can be understood and perceived by every individual. The Hadgosha Miyuchedes Ha'alei Sofer B'limud HaTorah B'inyoni HaGu'ula, and there should be a special emphasis on learning Torah in matters of the Gu'ula, Hein B'nigla de Torah, in the revealed parts of the Torah, U'bifrat B'sifre Shal HaRambam, and especially in the Sefer of the Rambam, Shekoilo Gam Ha'aloches Sheshayochel Lizman HaGu'ula, which include also the laws which pertain to the time of Gu'ula, Kamei Hilchas Beis Abchira, such as the laws of Beis Abchira, Sha Lomdum Ze'ata Bimei Bein Hamatzarim, which were learnt in the days of Bein Hamatzarim, V'chein Hilchas Malachim Melchamei Seim Melech Mashiach, and also the laws of kings and their wars and the King Mashiach, V'chein B'Pnimis HaTorah, and also in the inner dimension of the Torah, Sha Noisav Lekach, which in addition to that, Sha Klolos HaLimud B'Pnimis HaTorah Mekarev Sagula, in addition to the fact that in general learning Pnimis HaTorah brings closer the Geula, B'hai Chibur Delach, because with your book, the Torah Shel Rashbi, Yivkun Bei Min Golusa B'Rachamei, it says with the book of the Zohar, we will go out of Golus in great mercy, yesh ilui miyuchad belimad achalokin dipinimis ha-teira shemevarim inyoni ha-geula. There is a special advantage in learning those parts of pinimis ha-teira which explain the concepts of geula. Uma toiv, and if possible, shalimud zeh yir be'oifen da'asora b'tzibur sheyoshvin behisyashvus ukviyas ve'oiskin be'oifen shalesek ba'teira, that this learning should be with 10 people, which is a tzibur, which sits in a fixed way, and they engage in Torah, as in the instruction of the Mishnah, which we learn in Pirkei Avos on this Shabbos, Perek Shlishi, the third Perek, Shagam Romez Legula HaShlishis, or Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which hints also to the third redemption and the third Beis HaMikdash, Shal Yodam Nasis HaNechama B'Kiflayim Al Bayis Rishon U'Bayis Sheni, which through that we get a double consolation for the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. Sifyud Beis. V'yesh Lahosiv Limud V'Heira B'Shaychas Le'inyin HaGula Gam Mehascholas Perek Shlishi Histalku B'Shlosh Dvarim. And we may add on a lesson and an instruction in reference to the Geula from the beginning of the third Perek, where it says, Histago b'shlosh dvarim, look at three things. Shlosh dvarim stam, these three things, yesh lema, one can say, shegam remez legula hashlishi subeis hamikdash hashlishi, that it refers to the third redemption and the third beis hamikdash. Geula mushulashes, which is a three fold geula, or beis hamikdash mishulash, and a threefold beis hamikdash. Shekoilu beis hamaylas de geula rishenu shneir beis ishen v'shenu shneim yachad, which, as we have expressed beforehand, includes the advantages of the first and second redemption and the first and second beis hamikdash fused together. V'histakel b'shloish advarim, and look at three things. Histakel daika, the word histakel, which means gaze. Literally, Shemoira al Ho'iyun Vahis Bonanus Bahamoke Yeseira, which is the idea of pondering in depth, Be'inyan Hagula Hashlishi, so Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, in the concept of the third redemption and the third Beis Hamikdash Shlosha Dvarim, these three things, Mitoich Tzipia Vehishtoikus Miyuchadas, out of a great desire, achakaloi b'chol yom sheyovei, waiting for him every day that he should come, sheyovei b'chol yom, that he should come every day, b'yom zeh mamish, literally today, v'alachas kama b'kama, and most certainly, k'sheom dem al saf ha-geula, when we are standing by the doorstep of geula, shehistaklis b'shleish ha-dvarim, hi b'yasa seizu b'yasa rois, when the looking at these three things, is with greater strength and vitality. V'yeshleima, and we can say, Shahayistaklus b'inyoni hagula hashlishis, u'beis hamikdash hashlishi, that looking at the third beis hamikdash and the third geula, shlosh dvarim, po'ele shleimas b'chol inyoni ha'aveda, this effects completion in all matters of aveda, shenichlolim b'shlosh dvarim, which are included in these three things. Gimel Kavin, the three lines of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasolim, Shekiyumam al yidei Gimel halavushim de machshav dibra maisa, whose establishment is through the three garments of thought, speech, and action, Sho Avodah eina b'ofen shel hischalkus, in which the Avodah is not divided ela b'ofen shel bligvul, but rather in an infinite way, u'mitzad heder agbola yeshna hashlemes b'chol hakavin, and because there is no limitation, therefore you have completion in all the three types of Aveda. Sif Yud Gimel. V'yesh lehosiv b'zeh gam b'shaychas l'ha'omer l'il al derech ha'hisofa b'limud ha'teira b'chamisha osa ba'av ve'elech. And one may add, also in connection to the additional Torah, which we should learn from the 15th of Av and onwards, Shlosha Dvarim, three things, Remez Gam, Al HaTeira, hints to the Torah, Urian Tlisoi, which is a Torah of three parts, Koilul Ubimiyuchad, which includes especially HaTeira Chadoshe Shemiti Teitzei, the new Torah which will go forth from me, Bigula Hashlishis in the third redemption, Shahachonel Zeh, whose preparation is al yedei ha'isafa b'limud ha'Torah b'eifen shel bli gvul mechamisha asa ba'av ve'elach, in a way which we add on in Torah learning in a way which is infinite from the 15th of Avanah. Ve'al pizeh yesh levayir ho'ra'es ha'mishnah. And according to this, we can explain the instruction of the Mishnah, Histaku b'shloisha dvarim, look at three things, shenil medes b'yeim ha'shabas shalamacharas chamisha asa ba'av, which is learnt on the Shabbos, the day after the 15th of Av, sha'av shebachamisha asa ba'av hechlitz kol achad v'echad, which even though on the 15th of Av, each person has taken a decision, v'hischa l'kayim b'poyel, and has started to fulfill that decision, practically, l'hoisiv b'lumad ha'Torah, to add on in Torah learning, mikol mokim nevertheless, b'yem ha'shabbos shalom ha'chrosei, on the Shabbos day, which comes after the 15th of Av, tzorech livchein, we need to examine ourselves, histakel, which is the idea of looking, oid ha'pam, again, Hachlotah shaloi at our decisions, ulahoisav behemod yosa, and to even add on, ba'ofen kofel in a double way, as Shabbos itself is a double day. As it says, that everything about Shabbos is doubled, and that's why it's connected to the gula, and that's why Chazal say that if we would keep two Shabbos, according to the halacha, we would be revealed. And it says in Chassidus that there are two levels, in fact, in each Shabbos. Va'ad she'yiu be'ofen amasim v'roi l'hachana u'me'en v'dugme l'habligvul d'teira chadoshim ititei. And this should all be a form of preparation to the new Torah which will go out by Mashiach coming. Ha'shleimas de'odin t'lisoa b'gula ha'shlishis, which is the completion of the Torah, which is of three parts, in the third Geula. Sifu Dalit, Bihi Rotzen, may it be Hashem's will, Shem, may Haistaklus, Ion of his bonus, Binyone Hagulo Hashlishis, the base of Mikdash Hashlishi, that through gazing and through deep meditation and focus on the third Geula and the third base of Mikdash, which is Histakl Beshlesha Dvarim, Niska, we should merit, take from Yad immediately, Lirois, to see Hagula Hashlishis, the base of Mikdash Hashlishi, Bipel Mamash, the third redemption and the third Beis Hamikdash, v'teku for miyad mamish immediately, or bepashlus, and quite simply, b'shabbos pashas v'eschanan shabbos nachmu, lifni hascholas hakriya b'zman amincha b'pashas shal achrize v'hoye ekev tishmun, that as we're standing now on Shabbos v'eschanan shabbos nachmu, before we read the Torah by mincha of the parsha of Ekev, sheshayach b'miyuchel l'tkufazu, which has a connection with this time period, k'yodua, as we know, she'ekev koi gam al acharis hayomim, that the word Ekev, heel, has to do with the acharis hayomim, ikvus ha'mashicha, the heels of Mashiach, she'oz vaday tishmun, which then, for sure, we will listen, Ushmaratim Vasisim, and guard and keep, Kolin Yoni HaTorah Mitzvahs, all matters of Torah Mitzvahs, Machshava Dibru Maisa, Shlosha Dvarim, in thought, speech, and action, which are the Shlosha Dvarim, Miskayemis, Bakoshas Moshe, and for sure the request of Moshe will be fulfilled, and he is the Goel Rishon and the Goel Acharon, Ebronov Eres Ores HaTeva, that he should pass in and see the land, Hahor HaTeva Zeh, the mountain of Yerushalayim, the Halavonin and the Beis HaMikdash, the Moshe Rabbeinu and all his generation, V'chol B'nei Yisrael Shebechol HaDeres, and all the Yidden of all generations, Yachadim B'nei Yisrael Shebedereinu Zeh, together with all the Yidden in this generation, B'noreinu B'skoneinu, with our youth, our elders, B'vaneinu B'vneseinu, our sons and daughters, and our Rebbe at our head, Boim v'nichnosim la'arasein ha'kedesha, will come to our holy land, Yerushalayim erakedesh, lahar hakedesh, ala beis hamikdash ha'shlishi, to the holy Yerushalayim, holy mountain, and to the third beis hamikdash. B'chaygigim shom ha'simchas ha'geula, and we will celebrate there the simcha of the geula, mitaych simcha g'deyla v'yaseira, with a huge simcha, gam b'yachas l'simchas beis ha'sheyeva, even greater than the Simchas Beis HaShayeva, Sha'aleo Omru, about which it said that Mishalei Ra Simchas Beis HaShayeva, Lei Ra Simcha B'yomad, that somebody who never saw the Simchas Beis HaShayeva has never seen Simcha in his life, but the Simcha of the Gula will be even greater than that. U'beloshen Chazal B'siim V'chesem Masechas Tainas, and as Chazal expressed themselves at the end of the Masech Tainas, Behemshech HaSugya DeLoyoyu Yomim Tevim L'Yisol K'chamisha Osa Ba'ov, where the Gemara talks about that there was never a Yom Tov like the 15th of Av. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis mocha letzadikim. It says that in future Hashem will make a dance for the tzadikim, v'hu yoshev b'neim, and he'll sit between them, v'chol echad v'echad mara be'etzvoy, and each one will point with his finger, shenemar, as it says, v'omar b'yei mahu, and he will say on that day, hinei elukeinu zeh, behold, this is our God, kivinu loy, we waited for him, v'yeshayenu, and he redeemed us, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, this is Hashem which we waited for him, nagilu v'nismecha b'yeshuasei, let us rejoice in his salvation.